Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hello, hello, and welcome to Joyful Eating, episode number 114. So today our topic is untangling overwhelm. But before we get to that, the best bite I had in the last week, actually we had some visitors on over on the weekend, and there's a recipe that I've been meaning to make for ages. It's a Yotam Ottolenghi recipe. And it's the second last recipe in the simple book that I've cooked. So I've cooked every recipe from the book, or I've cooked my version, or my I've used for inspiration every recipe in the book. I'm like down to my last two. So the second last one was this roast celery ack. So what you do is you get a whole celery ack, or it's also called celery root, and it's part of the celery family, but it's like a root vegetable, and trim it all scrub it, and then roast it in a hot oven for like a really long time until it's like really tender in the middle, and then serve it with a coriander oil, and it's just ground coriander seeds and olive oil, extra virgin olive oil, and some salt. It was just the business. It was so good. We like sliced it up into wedges. Could eat it all day, every day. So I'm looking forward to more celeriac this celeriac season. Okay, so plan for today is, first I'm just going to share my overwhelm story and what inspired me to record an episode about this. Then we're going to look at like what actually causes overwhelm. And spoiler alert, it's not what you think. And then we're going to go into the actual how-to, like how do we actually go around untangling overwhelm? And then I've got a bonus tip to share for you as well. So the story behind this is basically like a couple of months ago, something happened, like my dad wasn't well and we ended up getting him into hospital, and like just we weren't sure what was going on. He was really sick. He was having delirium and all sorts of crazy stuff was going on. And I'd also, it was like a busy work time for me. I was doing a launch for my Joyful Cooking program, and I had taken on a couple of extra projects that I wouldn't normally have had to do. And then I also, with the boys, we just started doing some school sports. And normally in the past, we hadn't done any, but this term we decided to take on basketball and Kung Fu. So it's like all this extracurricular stuff going on as well. And between trips to the hospital, trying to get my work done, worrying about my dad, like there was all this stuff going on. I was just feeling really overwhelmed. And of course, this happens. This is just, you know, part of life. But I was able to actually reach up in coaching from a fellow coach, and was able to work through it. But I just got that experience. I was really in it for a while, and that reminded me, oh yeah, this is like so part of being human, and so many people struggle with this. And definitely, I wanted to share like how I came through it, because even though it's not necessarily food related and eating related, it does impact. It has a huge impact on health when we're feeling overwhelmed. That's why I wanted to do an episode on this, just to like share how I was able to navigate this. And so let's think first about like what causes overwhelm. And we think it's our circumstances. So we think, like from my story that I just told you, like the normal narrative is that it was my dad being in hospital. It was, you know, all these things that were contributing, like my work projects, you know, my extracurricular stuff. It was my, you know, all the things that I had to do that were causing the overwhelm. And the thing is that, and this is actually the really liberating part, is with overwhelm, overwhelm's a feeling, right? So it's an emotion. And the way our brains work, the way I teach it, is our thoughts create our emotions, our feelings, and those drive our actions. So when we're feeling overwhelmed, it's actually not the circumstances. It's actually not my dad being in hospital that's causing me to feel overwhelmed. It's my thoughts about my dad being in hospital. We always think it's our circumstances, but in actual fact, and that's one of the beautiful things about coaching, is learning that there's actually this gap between circumstances and our feelings, and that it's actually our thoughts about the circumstances that create our feelings, which is amazing news, because we can always change the thoughts that we're having about the circumstances if those thoughts aren't helpful. And so if we're feeling overwhelmed, what we want to do, and what my coach friend did when she coached me, we were looking back at my circumstances, and we were looking back about the thoughts that I was having about the circumstances. How do we go about untangling overwhelm? So I guess the first thing is that what causes overwhelm? It's thoughts that make us feel overwhelmed. So things like, I'm so busy, there's so much, I'm so behind. That was my go-to one. Like, I'm really behind. I remember saying to my son, I'm behind on my life. It was very dramatic. It's funny. And they tend to be like these dramatic thoughts, or I'm not doing enough, or there's not enough, or there's just so much going on. Or my Irishman, I also always notice him saying, oh, I'm under pressure. And so he's feeling pressured. And you'll have a go-to thought that comes up in terms of causing your overwhelm. So how we want to go about untangling, there can be multiple thoughts that cause it. And so I like this idea of like untangling it. So it's not just this like simple thing to solve. It's actually, you know, like a ball of string that's wound up, and we want to just unwind one thought and unwind another thing. And that's how we get to a place where we're not feeling so overwhelmed. So how do we go about doing that? So the first thing is to like bring in some self-compassion, which is one of my favorite tools for any negative emotion, particularly with overwhelm. And what self-compassion looks like, it's just speaking kindly to yourself and just saying to yourself, gee, Jules, of course you're feeling overwhelmed. You've got, you know, your dad's in hospital. Of course that's like, you don't know what's going on there. You don't know what's going to happen to him next. Like, you're just having to take it one day at a time. Like, of course that's overwhelming. And you know, you've got these extra work projects. Of course, like, you're feeling behind. When we're feeling negative emotion, what often happens is we judge ourselves on top of that. So we layer on this extra judgment and shame about we should be better, we should be handling this better, and you know, all the things I should be on top of this. If I add that on top of my overwhelm, like, that's just like deeper and harder to untangle and get out of. So what we want to do instead is first take that layer of extra optional shame and guilt and just go, oh yeah, look, of course you're feeling overwhelmed. Like, all this stuff is going on. And then let yourself feel it. Like, yeah, of course, like, this is really sucks. And be there for yourself of like, yeah, be a friend to yourself of like, yeah, that's not fun. And then once you've like let yourself feel that and you've been kind with yourself, like, of course you're feeling overwhelmed, then we want to tune in to like, what are the exact stories? Like, what are the exact thoughts that you're telling yourself about this situation that's causing you to feel overwhelmed? And this is where working with a coach can be really helpful to like shed light on the thoughts, because oftentimes it's just like they can be subconscious. But just asking yourself, okay, when I'm feeling overwhelmed, I want to notice what the thoughts are, so that as you bring more awareness to this, you'll get better at identifying the thoughts. Tune into this, like, what are the stories you're telling yourself? And then the next thing is to like see how those stories are like making you feel overwhelmed, and recognizing that it's not the circumstances, it's these stories that are causing the overwhelm. And then we don't have to like disprove those stories or make ourselves wrong for thinking those thoughts and perpetuating those stories. What we want to do instead is just go, oh yeah, of course, that's not really helping me. What could I think instead that would feel more positive? And then choosing those intentional thoughts, so that when you are in that situation, then you can like go, oh yeah, okay, if I keep thinking that I'm behind, or I'm under pressure, that's just going to make me feel more under pressure. Let's let that go, and having a helpful thought to think. So for example, my thought was like, I'm behind, I'm behind on my life. So whenever that "but I'm behind" feeling thought came up, what I would do instead is just remind myself, no, I'm capable. Like, yes, I am still behind. And yes, there are things that aren't getting done. But when I tell myself I'm capable, rather than feeling overwhelmed and flooded by the situation, when I tell myself, yeah, I'm capable, that helps me prioritize. It helps me make decisions about, okay, well, I'm going to drop this. I'm not going to do this, or I am going to do this. I'm going to get this done first, so that then it's done. Like, you know, I'm out of socks, so I am going to do a load of washing today. Whatever it is, when I tell myself I'm capable, it makes me feel resilient. It makes me feel strong. It makes me feel I've got this, rather than being stuck in the loops of overwhelm. I was actually coaching one of my clients in the Naturally Healthy Club. So we do, most of it's focused around, you know, our habits and thoughts around food. But she was noticing, you know, she's got a young child, like a baby, like he's a year old or something. And she's also looking for part-time work. So she's got this job search going on, and she's also doing some work around changing her relationship with food. And so she was feeling overwhelmed. So I actually had offered her the "I'm capable" thought when the overwhelm was coming up, and she found that really helpful. So that might be a thought that you might want to add to your repertoire. But the other thought that I offered her, because when you're job hunting, like, it can be easy to feel like nobody wants me, I'm worthless, particularly if you're getting like job offers, like that can start to feel overwhelming. And so offered her the thought of like, I'm in demand, or just this idea that companies are always looking for good people. And so like, and just thinking when she's going into a, like looking online or when she's putting in an application, if she's thinking, you know, people want me or I'm in demand or that companies are always looking for good people, then she's going to feel more positive and that will come through in her application. So you can apply this to so many areas of life. Bring in the self-compassion, like, of course, if you're feeling overwhelmed, whatever you're feeling, then tune into the stories that you're telling yourselves that are causing you to feel that overwhelmed. So my story was, I'm so behind. And then choose intentional thoughts to think again. So that's how we do it. And in terms of my bonus tip for you that I mentioned earlier, actually kind of practicing this in advance and identifying like what your triggers are for overwhelm. When I worked with my coach, she got me to think about like, when was the last time that you felt overwhelmed, and got really specific and was really clear to me. It was, I was in the kitchen and I was looking at my clock in the kitchen and talking on the phone to my doctor, to my dad's doctor at the time. And from that, I realized that actually, whenever I'm looking at the clock, the thought that comes up is often like I'm behind or there's not enough time. And that often makes me feel overwhelmed. So what a cool trick you can do is that when you identify that trigger, then actually set the intention that when you are confronted with that trigger, so when I look at the clock now, rather than thinking I'm behind, I actually chose that intentional thought of like, yeah, I want to think I'm capable. So when I look at the clock, I think I'm capable, and that makes me feel like a million times better, and it really makes a huge difference. Another example was that I noticed, so what I like to do with the boys is after we have dinner and we clear the table and then we have family activity. So when it was daylight savings, we would, you know, go outside, play handball or basketball or whatever, you know, climb on the monkey bars, do something together. But now that it's daylight savings ended and it's dark out, we tend to be more like playing a family game or playing a board game or something, a card game or something like that. So one trigger I'd noticed for me feeling overwhelmed that happens all the time, this happens like even before my dad was in hospital, is when Finbar asked me, like, so my youngest, or what are we going to do for family activity? And that always, like that in the past used to bring up, oh, I've got so much to do. I haven't put the washing away and I haven't done whatever. And I go into my overwhelm feeling. I've still got to clean up the kitchen. I've got to make school lunches. And so I actually recognized that that was like causing me to feel overwhelmed. And so I chose, rather than keep going in that overwhelm story, that trigger of Finbar asking me what we're going to do for family game, my thought now is it's important to spend time with my boys. And, you know, 5 minutes is enough. Then we do something together and I don't go into the overwhelm story and I feel calm and I feel connected with them. And then we do the activity. And sometimes it's more than 5 minutes, but sometimes it is just the 5 minutes. And then, you know, they'll continue on. I'll go into the kitchen and do my cleaning up. But that thought of, yeah, I've got 5 minutes for this, or this is important, is really helpful. That's it for today. So next time you're in a situation when you're feeling overwhelmed, what I want you to do is just practice this self-compassion. Like, of course I'm feeling overwhelmed, acknowledge what's going on, and then tune into the stories and just start to notice and coach yourself of like, oh, this is my story. Insert a different thought that's going to be more helpful. And you're welcome to borrow my I am capable thought, but you know, whatever you feel is going to be helpful for you. And before we go, if you want help like untangling your overwhelm so you stop getting in the way of your health, because feeling overwhelmed is one of the things that really holds us back from, you know, taking the actions to build the habits and do all the things that we want to do to be naturally healthy people. If you want some help to do that, I'd love you to join me in the Naturally Healthy Club. So it's my 6-month coaching group where you'll discover your, like, actually help you create your personalized, simple and doable process to change your relationship with food and your body. So you enjoy eating well automatically and you get to this magic place where you feel good in your clothes as well. So for more details about that, check out the link in the show notes. It's really fun and I would love to welcome you in. Okay, have a beautiful week and I will catch you next week. Bye. Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes, so delicious, they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.